Hey, this is Sherry Gregory, and you're listening to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well. In this minisode, Amy and I are tackling the topic of the holidays and what we can be doing now so we can enjoy more peace, joy, and love then.
Amy, fill in the blank for me. I wish I could finally be or feel blank for the holidays.
The word I immediately thought of was lighthearted. I want to feel lighthearted this holiday. When we think about John 1 and Jesus was the light, you know, so it kind of has that double entendre to it, lighthearted as in free and happy and not burdened, and but also, you know, lighthearted as in Jesus is here. Let's celebrate.
You know? I love it. I love it. Well, the word I would choose is I wish I could finally feel contented. I know you're a Christmas lover, and I tend to struggle. I finally figured out that I'm an accidental holiday hater. I don't mean to hate the holidays, but I just associate them with so much stress and upset. And so what I would love is to just finally get to the holiday season and just have a sense of contentment the whole way through. And I did some crowdsourcing on that amazing research resource known as Facebook. And I asked people the same question. And the top three answers were that people said they wish they could feel relaxed and excited and joyful.
Love those.
They all sound so good.
I think the common denominator here is that we all feel overwhelmed for the most part over the holidays instead of these other positive feelings that we'd like to feel. So what does an ideal holiday look like for you, Sherry?
When I think of the ideal holiday, I think of just lots of lingering and laughter, just hanging out and having a wonderful, wonderful time. How about you?
I agree with that. I would like for our holiday to be more slow paced. And this is something I'll have to just work on for my own self, but I want to be focused on the moment I'm in instead of the next thing. My parents have done a neat thing for years that has helped with this. They've decided to give us experiences instead of physical gifts to unwrap. So for we do every other year with our parents. And so my parents will take our whole extended family on a trip. And there's something about getting out of our usual environment that helps us to slow down and stay in the moment.
So you do this trip actually during the holiday season?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Very cool. And so that's your gift. So then you are present together for the trip.
Exactly. Out of town. We're not at anybody's house. So it kind of does help because we all pitch in. And so the work doesn't rest on the person's house that we're at.
Oh, I love it. That makes so much sense. Okay, so we've talked about the ideal. What about the real? We've got these ideals in our head, but what's the real that we tend to experience?
Well, I probably picked the original ideal because of how the real is, which is usually it's very rushed. And I'm a planner. So I'm always looking at the next thing instead of really just basking in the moment that I'm in. How about you?
You know, I realize that part of what keeps me from having the kind of fun I would like to is I just feel like I spend the entire holidays chasing all the balls I've dropped. Like I spend the whole time going, oh, I forgot to buy this. And oh, I forgot to do this. And oh, we're supposed to go here. And oh, my, like one year I ran out of flour. Like we couldn't make the pies or the rolls, or I forgot about buying the sweet potatoes for the sweet potato casserole and all of the stores were closed. And so it's all of these different things where I'm suddenly realizing that I've goofed because I didn't prepare enough, which then makes me hypervigilant and anxious. And I have people in my life who try to help me laugh at myself. But, you know, just note to anybody listening, don't laugh at a perfectionist when she's in the middle of failing. It's not a nice thing to do. She won't laugh with you.
Bad things happen and ugly words come out.
Oh, she might be able to do it later, but in the moment, it's going to come across as mockery.
So what's the hardest part of the holidays to you, Sherry?
Wow. Okay. So I think the hardest part is that I feel like I'm not living up to anybody's expectations. And it's always this sense that I should know what they want. And even that I do know, because after all these years, you know, I've been married 30 years now, and I've been a parent for 25 and 27 years. So I do know because I should know. And just as the season goes on, I just feel like I'm more and more of a disappointment and more of a failure. And so with every little thing that goes wrong or that I perceive has gone wrong, like if they look disappointed or heave a deep sigh or don't join in the way I think they should, don't laugh at me. It's true.
No. I ascribe to that brand of crazy.
So then it just feels like it's all such a big deal because it all becomes proof that I'm failing to live up to their expectations. All of which is happening in my own head. I'll just be real clear about that. How about you? What's the hardest part?
Well, mine's really about expectations too, but I think some of them are bigger in my head than anybody else's. But we all have to decide how to split our time between families and friends and those kinds of things. And I always feel so torn about how we divide time with people, especially as our parents' age. Mm-hmm. That it's just, I don't want them to be alone over the holidays, but how can you be two places at once? So it's just, that's always difficult. I think everybody struggles with that.
We try to do the impossible during the holidays. We take everything that's high stakes and we cram it into this really short period of time and then wonder why it can be so overwhelming and so hard and why we're either suffering from FOMO, fear of missing out, or just feeling like a complete failure because we literally can't do all the things. We can't be all the places with all the people. So what would you say we can do now? We're recording this in fairly early October. The holidays are a little ways off. So what could we be doing now to make some pre-decisions and do some preparing?
I love this question because it's made me think about even my work schedule and how can I think ahead of what's going to be due and start piecemealing it into my weeks now so I can truly clear my calendar and focus on my friends and family during the holiday and not so much have work bleeding in because that's an extra stress and distraction. And I think too that we need to plan ahead better. We don't tend to plan ahead very well in my house. That we can plan ahead better, that we can think about the schedule, and that if we make it clear to our friends and family when we will be with them, they're a lot happier than waiting and waiting waiting to hear from us. And I think that waiting is probably procrastination on our part because we just don't want to have to deal with it.
Well, I think it's optimism. I think it's I hope we can make it all work out, but then reality sets in. Well, and you know what I'm going to be doing is I need to find out what my people actually need, want, and expect without projecting on them or attempting to mind read. Because when I ask, I usually find out that it's much more reasonable than what I've got inside my own head. And I was thinking to myself, I need to make my list and then trim it twice. Like make the list of everything I'd love to do during the holidays and then trim it with scissors. Cut it down and cut it down and maybe even cut it down one more time. Because if there's anything that those of us who are recovering perfectionists and people pleasers, and especially those who are highly sensitive or lean towards being an HSP, is we love the ideals. We love that this year will be different. This year we can pull it all off. And what if instead of the ideal, we were to go into this holiday season with a picture of what is real, what we really can and what we really will do? That could make such a difference.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Let's do it.
If you're an HSP, a highly sensitive person, the holidays can be absolutely overwhelming. For two whole months, there's a ton of sensory input, jam-packed schedules, very little downtime, plus all the needs, wants, and expectations of your people. Little wonder that some of us just can't wait for it to all be over. But what if things could be different this season? We've got three resources to help you. First is a highly sensitive person holiday stress assessment. This will help you identify your specific areas of overwhelm. The second resource is a blog post titled How to Make It the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And the third is an online workshop I'm leading called How to Be Sensitive and Strong for the Holidays. This will help you map out a proactive personal plan for more peace this season. Think of it as a gift that you give yourself and everyone you love. You'll find links to all three of these at www.gritandgracegirls.com/holiday. For today, grow your grit. Embrace God's grace. And when you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go right on ahead and break it.